Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're crowning the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending February 21st, 2015. All right, you go over here, you go over there, you three, stay right where you are. That's the drill for this week's lineup. In other words, there's nothing truly new. Let's start in 5th place, where Taylor Swift steps back a slot with blank space. So what did you do last weekend? Taylor performed with a rock legend. Details are on the way.
And I'll write your name.
Taylor Swift dips a notch to number 5 with blank space. Last weekend, the U.S. TV show Saturday Night Live celebrated its 40th anniversary with a star-packed anniversary show. Among the highlights was Taylor performing Shake It Off, backed by Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon and a fellow named Paul McCartney. Taking over 4th place is Maroon 5, who are getting ready to tour the world. I'll tell you more after Sugar.
Sugar, yes please.
Kicks it up a slot to 4th place with Sugar. Adam Levine and company are touring North America with opening act Magic through early April. May finds them in Europe and the UK. Come September 17th, they'll hit the Mall of Asia Arena in the Philippines. Hozier's hit Take Me to Church hasn't only put him in the charts, it's catapulted other acts into the limelight as well. I'll have more after the song, spending another week in 3rd place.
Take me to church, I work like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that yesterday's a good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church, I work like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that yesterday's a good God. Let me give you my life.
Hozier treads water in 3rd place with Take Me to Church. It's gone 2 times platinum here in the United States, meaning it's sold 2 million copies. An a cappella group from Tennessee's Vanderbilt University, Melodores, sang it to win the prize on a U.S. TV talent show called The Sing-Off. Well, up at number 2, we have Ed Sheeran, who celebrates a special day this week, his 24th birthday. We'll look back at Ed's early years after Thinking Out Loud.
So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are.
Ed Sheeran holds tight in the runner-up slot with Thinking Out Loud. Ed turned 24 on Tuesday. He released his first independent EP at age 14 and 2 years later moved to London. In 2010, actor Jamie Foxx spotted Ed at a talent night in Los Angeles and was impressed enough to offer him the use of his recording studio and a place to stay. Ed's very good at making friends. Well, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars sure made friends with the top slot. They're number 1 for a 6th week with Uptown Funk.
Girl, since you hallelujah. Girl, since you hallelujah. Girl, since you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars rule the Hot 100 Roost for a 6th week with Uptown Funk. This song has now hit the 1 million seller mark in Mark's UK homeland, while reportedly earning $100,000 per week from streams alone. Now, Mark Ronson has to split that with his record label, the songwriters, and co-producers, but still, it's a pretty nice payday for all concerned. That's going to do it for now, but you know the charts never sleep. Join me next week for an all-new lineup. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.